Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 21st of September, 2013. It's the birthday of H.G. Wells, Herbert George Wells, born Bromley, England, 1866, known as one of the fathers of modern science fiction, author of The Time Machine, The War of the Worlds, who lived long enough to see many of his fictions come true in the real world. For example, that airplanes would be used to wage war, and that advanced transportation would lead to the suburbs. It's the birthday of Leonard Cohen, born in Montreal, 1934, started out as a poet and then moved to the United States to become a folk singer and songwriter. His first album, Songs of Leonard Cohen, became a big bestseller in 1967. It's the birthday of the novelist Fanny Flagg, born Birmingham, Alabama, 1941, whose first novel, Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe, was a big bestseller. It's the birthday of Stephen King, born Portland, Maine, 1947, on this day. When he was 6 or 7, started writing stories based on movies he'd seen. And one day when he was 12, he discovered in the attic a book of short stories by H.P. Lovecraft and decided that horror fiction was his calling. Stephen King, who says, "I just write about what scares me. When I was a kid, my mother used to say, think of the worst thing that you can, and if you say it out loud, then it won't come true. And that's probably been the basis of my career." He was 36 years old, living in a trailer with his family when he published his first novel, Carrie, 1974, about a high school girl who was the victim of bullies. She had telekinetic powers and went on a killing spree. Since then, he's published 50 novels, 5 nonfiction books, 200 short stories. Stephen King writes 2,000 words a day, about 10 pages. He said, "On some days, those 10 pages come easily. I'm up and out and doing errands by 11:30 in the morning. More frequently, as I grow older, I find myself eating lunch at my desk and finishing the day's work around 1:30 in the afternoon. Sometimes, when the words come hard, I'm still fiddling around at tea time. Either way is fine with me, but only under dire circumstances do I allow myself to shut down before I get my 2,000 words." Stephen King, who turns down big advances from publishers, but instead of royalties, he splits the profits 50-50. Stephen King said, "If you wrote something for which someone sent you a check, if you cashed the check and it didn't bounce, and if you then paid the light bill with the money, I consider you talented." His books include The Shining, Pet Sematary, The Dark Tower series, and just this month, Dr. Sleep. Here's a poem for today by Emily Dickinson. Will there really be a morning? Will there really be a morning? Is there such a thing as day? Could I see it from the mountains if I were as tall as they? Has it feet like water lilies? Has it feathers like a bird? Is it brought from famous countries of which I have never heard? Oh, some scholar, oh, some sailor, oh, some wise man from the skies, please to tell a little pilgrim where the place called morning lies. Emily Dickinson's Will There Really Be a Morning, from the Complete Poems of Emily Dickinson. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.